Today, our guest is Andrew Bergman. Welcome to Inside United.
Thank you very much.
Andrew, tell us where you're from.
Well, I come from Nashville, Tennessee. Was born in Texas, but moved to Nashville very soon after.
Well, we're just very happy to have you here. We got to know you a little bit through the year. You're distinctive. You're a tall person.
Yep.
And got to know you through others. We'd like to hear a little bit about why you came to ABC. It's quite an investment. It's taking a year out of your life. But what made you decide that I'm going to take the time and spend the money to come here for a whole year of study?
It's a long story. It kind of starts, you know, in my younger years, you know, around 13, 14, I started to kind of drift away, wanted to, you know, do my own thing, kind of just have fun and forget about it all. And then in my 20s, you know, God came to me in a really real way to call me out, you know, to be a light rather than to, you know, just kind of be of the world. And after a long trip that I had, I went to work in Virginia for about a month and wasn't the best situation. But as I was working there one day, I was just going through my head about, you know, what could I do next? You know, I'd just gotten baptized. I was trying to, you know, find what's the next step. What do I do after this? And I decided, you know what? It's time for me to go to ABC. It's time for me to, you know, really put my faith to the test as well as strengthen it too through learning about the Bible and everything. And that very day, I got fired. But a lot of it was my mother. She would a lot of times be like, you know, it'd probably be a really good idea to go to ABC. And I was like, Mom, probably, but I don't have time for it. And little did I know, it was probably one of the greatest experiences I've had thus far in my spiritual walk.
Well, that's a very wonderful story. You know, it's been so interesting to hear people's story at street level, I call it, you know, about their faith and how they came to it. Was it worth the investment in time and money?
Oh, yes, for sure. I mean, thinking about, like, times when, you know, I've had my faith tested during and after ABC, people who, you know, they're very strong in their beliefs, and though they have what they understand is the truth, we know what we have here. And being able to back that up with actual scripture, with proof, and to be able to say, well, actually, if you look here, you can see this, and you can understand this. And it's such a comforting thing to be able to know. And, I mean, the money was nothing. I mean, yes, obviously, there was money to it. You have to spend some, but I mean, for the most part, you know, we get 2 square meals a day for that itself is worth more than $2,500. There's so much that our brethren and everything have taken care of for us. And it's like, it's really, really incredible, actually.
Yeah, I know the value of $2,500, just the meals alone.
Exactly.
You know, it's not bad. It really covers a lot of out-of-pocket expenses.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you were talking about how you're able to answer questions and be more knowledgeable. Maybe elaborate on maybe what kinds of questions and what types of things that you felt more solid about and more comfortable with.
Yeah, so I'll give an instance. I had someone kind of close to my family. They are of definitely a completely different belief than us. And this man wanted to test me on the doctrine of the Trinity. There was a lot of back and forth kind of stuff. You know, he gave his opinion, and, you know, I went back to, like, all of Paul's letters, how in all of them he never once, you know, acknowledges the Holy Spirit. He says, peace or from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ, but not once mentions the Holy Spirit as, like, a person or entity, you know. And then they came back with, why did Jesus on the cross say, my God, why have you forsaken me? He said, you know, that's because he was speaking to both gods, the Father and the Holy Spirit. And once I learned about Psalm 22, how that's very tightly related with crucifixion, you know, the very first words of Psalm 22 is, my God, why have you forsaken me? And it showed me, oh, that's not at all what that was meaning. You know, that was, honestly, that was just him quoting from that. And that was one of the times that I definitely was like, you know what, I'm comfortable. I know that I can talk about this and know that I will be able to help someone else out to understand it, because maybe they just didn't understand it. Maybe they didn't want to, you know, that's not my place. But I could see them very much going through their head saying, wait, That's real.
Well, I found one thing in talking to ABC students before the year started. When I do my first student assembly, I asked them, what do you really want to get out of this coming year? And one of the things was, is that, well, I know what I believe, but I don't know if I can explain it.
Yes.
And I have found that there instance like this, you're able to have just more background knowledge. You're able to, like you said, connect Psalm 22 with what happened at the crucifixion. So that's very, very helpful. And whatever you do to convince or not convince somebody, you know what you believe.
Exactly.
Rather than just following a tide of beliefs. Mm-hmm. What was the most profitable class to you and why?
Ooh, the classes, there's so many. It's hard to pick. So I think one of the most profitable classes was most likely Practical Christianity, because we went over so many different things. Just all the things that growing up in the church, we all struggled with. Why we don't do certain things, why we do certain things. And it gave us a chance to really look at it. And, we had circular discussions with Dr. Dunkel, and he would just put out these really, really big questions. He just put them out, stop talking, and just wait for us to come about and just be like, well, this is what I think. And then we all bounce off ideas off of each other. We go to scripture, and then at the end of the day, we have a lot more understanding of what it is.
That's interesting to hear, because this is the first time that it's actually been listed as number one class. I'm not sure why, but I can understand why it would be, because it talks about a lot of relevant things to your actions. It seems, for the most part, when I've asked anybody about your favorite class, it was something like Epistles of Paul or Harmony of the Gospels or something of
or
that.
Something with Terrence McNeely.
Prophecy and that type of thing. But this was very, very interesting to hear your endorsement of Practical Christianity. Yeah. Kind of glad to hear that. What network connections did you make while you were here that you hadn't had before?
Well, so growing up in Nashville, we had a lot of brethren. For the split and everything, we had, I think, around 150 or so. We had a really, really large group. And the only other thing that kind of detracted from that was the fact that we all were very spread out. I had maybe two or three other families live near my area. The rest were kind of spread around Nashville. So I never really had a lot of friends that I could hang out on a day-to-day basis. And here that's completely different. We have a nice little area where we all kind of all are around, which is really nice to have. And it's really strengthening me, because I can hang out with people who believe the same things. And, I don't have to, go out to eat and say, oh no, I can't have that appetizer that has pork on it. It's otherwise I get this. And along with that, there are many others, with college, there are many people who've gone to school around here who really know it. They've been inside and can help me personally. And because I like the medical field and I want to, practice in that, I've got a lot of other people who are into that too. So all around, I just have people who I know I can reach out to and who I know are also of the faith.
Yeah, I was going to ask this at the very end about where you go from here, but now that you brought up the medical profession, maybe tell us about your thoughts and plans from this platform or from this plateau of finishing a year of studying the Bible, going into the medical studies.
My plan is to go back to school, to be in the medical field. I want to go into osteopathic medicine, follow in the steps of a few other people that I know really well. And that's the hope. And after that, big farm, bunch of kids, and we'll see from there.
Well, I really wish you the very best.
Thank you so much.
I have a feeling you're going to do very well. It's just so fascinating to be at Ambassador Bible College, getting to know the students, and just to see really the changes they make in their lives as far as the direction and the conviction that they have towards living this way, and not as something that they've just learned rote information, but also what they've become. And also, the mission statement is to prepare you for a life of service.
Yes.
And so forth. And in your congregation and your community, that's been a very, very important component of the ABC mission. Tell me about any challenges that you've had here through the year and how you've gotten through it.
You know, sometimes we had a problem with just tension between our peers. And, you know, after spending 8 hours a day with, you know, people who, you know, you don't know all that well at first, it can sometimes get a little interesting, to say the least. I had one time in particular where, you know, someone had been affected in one way. Long story short, it was a big miscommunication. And so I felt the need to step in because I was mad about it. You know, I saw someone's feelings get hurt in a bad way. And it moved me to just get mad and kind of go off and tell everyone, you know, this is not right, whatever. And ended up just not making the best decision in that way. But that was just something that I needed to face myself to understand. This is just miscommunication. It's not someone actually being wrong. I mean, yes, there are obviously better ways that anybody can handle a situation, but, you know, it starts with you. You're the one who can really handle your situation. And so facing that and kind of taking a minute to, like, look at it from a different point of view, try to understand it better so you can not overreact.
Well, I have found that ABC, well, being in a residency program, these are things that you wouldn't learn online.
No.
No, these are things that you learn from experience, and life is working with people, relationships. That's the biggest part of any occupation, bar none, of working with people, feelings, communication, and so forth. And that was very interesting to hear that. Would you recommend ABC to others, and why, and to whom perhaps in particular?
Yeah, I definitely would. And I think a lot in my head, like, you know, I think back to when I learned about something, or I have just an instance pop up where, you know, when I learned about this in scripture, it applies to what I'm going through now. So, like, for me, I mean, I'm in the middle of school, in the middle of college, and I think it was a really good tool for me to have, to, you know, be able to go back out and not be moved, per se. And so I would recommend it to, well, honestly, anyone, because anyone can be in that stage of life, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, we had, you know, a few guys who were, you know, above the age of 40, and they very much enjoyed themselves here. They had a, you know, a great time, and they learned what they needed to learn. And I think so at any stage of life that you're at, taking 1 year out of it, you know, as much as during college it feels like forever, it was very, very profitable, and has completely turned my life around. You know, I planned on going to somewhere in Tennessee or go back to university I went to before. But coming here and meeting the people I did and living the life that I have, it's like, you know, I want to stick around here for a little while longer.
Oh, great. Well, we're going to start our 20th, I believe, class of ABC here in a few months. Actually, it's going to be sooner than we think. And we look back on the pictures of everybody who's gone through ABC starting in the year 2000, and we're just very grateful for the good fruit that's been produced and the people who have gone there into their areas, whether it be in their congregation or whether it be in their community, and the value that they have added to society and mankind in general. Anyway, Andrew, we really appreciated your coming here, taking the time to be on the podcast. We've really enjoyed knowing you better and hearing what you had to say.
Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for joining us on Inside United. Hope that you can come back and see us and hear us again soon.
This is a production of the United Church of God. For more, visit ucg.org.